Welcome to the blogcast, Let There Be Luz. I'm your host, Linda Garcia, also known as Luz Warrior. The intention of this blogcast is to bring spirituality to the forefront, to not be afraid of what your intuition is telling you, but to encourage you to take action on it. Episode 68. Welcome back to another episode of Let There Be Luz. You are going to feel my energy completely different than the energy that was released in this last episode. I am in a completely different phase. I did mention in the last episode that I felt a tremendous shift. I just couldn't fully understand it. It's not that I fully understand it now, but I do have a better understanding of what is taking place. I am closing so many circles that were open and I was healing from. It has been incredible to experience this, especially from the perspective of where I am now. I did post about one full circle on my Instagram, and Esoteric Essa commented that when you come full circle, it's like a graduation because you're able to move forward. And I absolutely loved that perspective because it prepared me for all of the small full circles. I don't want to say small because they're actually really big spiritually. The full circles that I am currently closing. I do want to say that I am currently entering my mother phase. In the last episode, I was at the tail end of my wise woman phase, which I think makes sense why my energy was where it was. I'm really being called to revisit the moon cycle, the work that we did in the beginning of this podcast. I've told you all this in episodes past. I do think the moon cycle series is the foundation of the podcast. I said that from a place of deep down knowing, but now I am saying it from a place of coming full circle where I don't fully understand what is taking place in terms of my spiritual growth, in terms of being able to share what I'm learning with you and offer you any of my experience that may help propel you to expansion or to greater consciousness. I am experiencing these circles that are closing for me, these full circles. One of the big full circles was recording last week's episode. That was really big for me. I understood that I had healed from the time that I had recorded the first, The Enemy Within. If you haven't heard the original Enemy Within, I do recommend you hear it. It's actually in the description bar of last week's episode. It is also public on my Patreon page. So if you go to patreon.com/letthereBeLuz, you'll find that episode there and you can listen to it. It's a really great episode. It's a really great explanation of the ego, the enemy within. And before I go any further, I want to take a moment to welcome all of the new listeners that are coming through. Welcome to our tribe. This podcast is about co-creating. It's not just about myself. It's about everyone that is listening, how we are co-creating and just tapping into each other's energies and making discoveries that are helping us to expand. I'm gonna just say it again. If you haven't heard the Moon Cycle series, I strongly recommend that you go back and listen to the Moon Cycle series. Because not only is that going to help you develop a stronger relationship with yourself, but it will also help you understand, process, digest a lot of what we talk about on the podcast. And it was confirmed for me when I recorded last week's episode. I decided that it would be really important for me to revisit the book that I was listening on repeat during the time that I recorded the original version of The Enemy Within, of the ego. When I went to re-listen to it, I was completely mind blown. In episode 8 of the book, and don't worry, I'm not giving the book away, it has so many layers. So on episode 8 of the book, towards the end, he actually goes into how powerful women are during menstruation. He calls it a sacred time of transformation, and it is the time where we are birthing a new level of consciousness. He goes on about this subject for about 20 minutes. What is mind-blowing for me is that I cannot, for the life of me, remember him talking about this at all. It was as if I was listening to this teaching from him in chapter 8 for the first time. That is true, and it is also not true. It's true in the sense that I obviously was not digesting what he was teaching in this chapter. I was most likely not able to digest because I didn't have the spiritual maturity to comprehend what he was trying to tell me, so I didn't understand him. It is not true in the sense that he did plant a seed inside of me. I believe he planted a seed inside of me so deep that my subconscious was working through that teaching, working through the teaching, along with my mind. And then later, during the midst of really heavy pain for myself, really heavy depression for myself, I attracted the information that I attracted on the Moon Cycle series. And I, to a certain extent, intuitively called upon my higher entities to guide me. If you've heard the Moon Cycle series, then you know that I received a series of messages from my intuition on steps that I needed to take. And when I took those steps, it consisted of not drinking alcohol during my menstruation, and then not using tampons during my menstruation, and then finally my menstruation aligning with the new moon. And when that happened, I knew that there was something deeper here, and that's when I uncovered the Moon Cycle series. Now, Eckhart Tolle never talks about the moon. He doesn't talk about how this energy is aligned whatsoever. So I'm going to tell you what he says in this chapter based on my perspective and based on what you and I, if you've listened to the Moon Cycle series, if not, you have a chance to do this after this episode, based on what you and I understand from what we've learned through the Moon Cycle series, as well as through putting the information to work, journaling and tracking our own personal cycles. So he goes on to say that for reaching new level or an expanded level of consciousness, men and women face two different sorts of battles. Men face the battle of thinking. So in last week's episode, we really went hard into thinking and the mind. From my perspective, the thinking portion, the egoic portion that is tied more so to the future, feels like to me that is aligned to the male energy. And the feelings of the past is more so aligned to the female energy. Again, this isn't something that Eckhart says. This is just the way I'm personally processing it. He does say that man has a more challenging time because he's attached to thinking. Thoughts of war, thoughts of domination, thoughts of manipulation, thoughts of possession, thoughts of taking. That is why in the first testament of the Bible, the patriarchy was so like negative and fearful, like you needed to fear God. And, you know, it was this angry man. It was because we were seeing God from the patriarchy's perspective, from a man's perspective. We are now moving into a more feminine energy where we're understanding God as being more loving, more compassionate, more softer on the edges. So we're moving into this female goddess type energy. So that was the male's biggest challenge, is to overcome his thinking, which for me personally, as I mentioned, it is tied to future thinking. He goes on to say that for women, our biggest challenge is our pain bodies that are tied to personal experiences, and another pain body that is tied to the collective female energy. And so I want to explain what that means. First, I want to say that the reason I think this is tied to the past, the egoic mind that spends its time in the past, is because it is tied to pain experiences, painful experiences that are of the past. If you're not sure what a pain body is exactly, I have an entire episode on the pain body that I'm going to link in the description bar of this episode. If you've heard it already, you can just get a refresher on what the pain body is. And if you haven't heard it, it's a really powerful episode. All of us have a pain body. Some of our pain bodies are dormant and some of our pain bodies are constantly awake. And some of our pain bodies wake up when we are triggered. And so sometimes we're attracted or we have people in our lives that trigger us and they wake up that pain body. A lot of the times what is happening is we are attached to our pain bodies. We love our pain bodies so much because it is all we know. It's the suffering. It's almost like we want to mother the pain body. As I'm talking right now, I almost see the pain body as like a baby, a very wounded child, and I see my attachment to my pain body as a very motherly attachment. I want to hold on to it because it embodies everything that I am or that I think I am, because we are not our pain bodies, but we can believe that we are our pain bodies. So some people's pain bodies are much stronger than other people's pain bodies and much more awakened and consistently awakened, which is not a good thing. Some people's pain bodies are completely asleep. They're not awakened, which is a better thing because then you're not living in your pain body. I want to share an experience that one of our patrons shared in our digital sacred full moon circle that we had last night. Every month on Patreon, we have full moon circles for the warrior goddess tier, and we gather, we have a ritual, we have exercises, whatever I feel like we're needing at this time, a ritual is created based on that. One of our patrons, I'm going to keep her anonymous, she shared that in January's full moon ritual, she had an experience where she was removing the pain from her ancestors. And she says that she could clearly feel and hear her ancestors crying out to her to not take away the pain, to not remove the pain. It was very clear for her. And in last night's sacred circle, she shared during the exercise, because we did a breathwork exercise, she shared that during the exercise, her ancestors came back and thanked her for essentially leading them out and away from the pain. It's almost like she ushered them through this space of you can let go. What I thought was really interesting to tie this back to Eckhart and what he shares in this portion of the book, he says that the pain body is not us. The pain body that is tied to the female collective is years and years of rape, childbirth, child loss, all of these traumatic experiences that we are so conditioned to still feel and still believe, which for me was like, this is why we say we must heal our ancestors. It's about healing all of the energy that was before us that is so attached to this pain body. Like our patron that ushered her family out, the pain body is like, no, don't let me go. What are you doing? You're making a mistake. Can you imagine that type of pressure? Actually, not can you. Imagine, because this is what it is like. Imagine having your grandmother, your great-grandmother, your tías telling you, what are you doing? Why are you removing this pain? That is exactly what the ego is like. It leads us to believe that we're doing something wrong when we begin to see the clearer picture and maybe move away from fear-based religious beliefs. I found it so beautiful to hear my patron say that this month her ancestors thanked her for being on this other side, free of their pain and in a space of healing. So going back to the power of the menses, going back to the power of the moon cycle, going back to the power of menstruation, what he was sharing, to say it in our terms, the Let There Be Lose terms, our terminology here in our tribe, is that when you are in your enchantress phase, this is the most powerful phase. We know this. We've been learning this. We have been practicing this. So we know this. He just solidifies it for us. The enchantress phase, as a reminder, is the week prior to menstruation, prior to our bleed. During this time, he says we could either be extremely triggered and end up in a full pain body experience, or we can push forward and be in the most conscious, enlightened experience. This is why I believe that so many of you are attracted to these teachings. This is why I believe that we have so many avid listeners on Let There Be Lose that are dedicated to the teachings, dedicated to the podcast, is because we learned that in the Moon Cycle series. We're learning to embrace the beauty and the power that takes place during our moon cycle instead of being completely taken over by our pain bodies and living in complete egoic mind. He says it's almost like an entity, like being possessed. And we've talked about this in the Moon Cycle series. If you're a man and you're listening, then you know that this energy rules your home. As a man, you actually have the opportunity to help your beloved overcome the awakening of the pain body. You can actually lead her back to a place where you help her understand this is your pain body speaking. Remember not to connect to this energy. And it is also your responsibility to not connect it. And your house will function in so much more harmony if you are both conscious of the enchantress phase. So we can either tap into the pain body, be fully unconscious, or it's the gateway, it's the opportunity to be fully conscious and fully present and tap in to an energy that is far beyond the masculine and the feminine, that is an energy that is of God, that includes both of those and is not separate from either of those energies. So I just want to go back and quickly clarify that he mentions that there are two pain bodies that women deal with that we need to overcome in order to expand our level of consciousness, okay? There's one pain body that the man is connected to, which is the thinking one, and then the women are connected to these two pain bodies, one being the collective female pain body, which includes a lot of pain and is a bit more challenging to overcome. Most especially because women will find solidarity in this pain together. Okay, think about that. Just think about where we are now collectively and think about that statement. The second pain body is easier to overcome, and that is the pain body that belongs to our personal experience. So all the trauma that I've gone through in the past, overcoming all of that trauma is much more easier than overcoming the collective pain body, which to me makes so much sense, because if you think about working through your personal issues, through your personal story and getting out of the victim mentality, you're only having to get yourself out of the victim mentality. But now think about having to collectively move women together out of a victim mentality over years and years and years of ancestral pain that has been caused upon women. It's deep, y'all. It's very deep. I'm so excited for this. I feel like it fueled me. You can tell that I'm entering my mother phase because I just want to share. I want to invite you to listen to The Power of Now. One of the biggest takeaways that I learned today was, even though I didn't fully understand at the time everything he was saying, and in some cases I could swear I never heard him say those things, there were seeds that were being planted. It also solidified the work that I'm doing for myself, in that I'm every day trying to move closer to a space of consciousness. Every day, you guys, I might have a break here and there, where I just want to go fully unconscious because my heart, my head, everything needs a rest. But for the most part, day in and day out, I live and breathe all of this stuff. It really solidified for me the understanding and the processing and the ability to be able to regurgitate and share from a different perspective that I feel is so much more digestible. As I went on to the next chapter, he started to say things where I was again completely lost, but I was much more awakened to the understanding that there's something that I'm blocking here that I'm not wanting to understand because this information is going to propel me and excel me into a new level of frequency that is going to excel my growth rate in terms of level of expansion, which we now know what that reflects is essentially living the life of my dreams. That's what's happening right now. I am completely living the life of my dreams, something that I would have never imagined even a year ago. A year ago today, I could not have imagined what I have manifested today. And it's been like that for many, many years. Every year, I just keep reaching new levels of understanding that I could have never imagined. And I think that is just building levels of consciousness where I'm willing to have an open heart. I'm willing to look at things from a different perspective. I'm willing to go into myself, digest these thoughts, break them down, unpack them, try them out, challenge them, go back and do it all over again. It really excites me that you all are on this journey with me. I do want to share that every month I donate healings. I don't really talk about that because most of the time it's not anybody's business really, but I give away healings. Most of the time if someone sends me a message and there's a conversation where I feel the calling to offer a gift, I always do that. And this month, an opportunity didn't present itself for me to gift a healing. So what I have done is I'm actually opening up a giveaway. Anytime that something doesn't come through for me to actually gift a healing, I am going to open up a giveaway. This is specifically for someone that faces a hardship and that is not able to karmically invest money into a healing. So I want us to be very mindful that if you can, to please leave this space open to someone that is not able to invest in healing, but is finding themselves in a place where they really need assistance. And so I'm here to assist. I'm here to help. You can enter that giveaway. The last day for the giveaway is on Monday. So you still have some time to enter that giveaway. With that being said, you guys, I just also need to talk about this. Answering DMs has been getting really hard for me, especially as an empath. More than anything, I really, really want to help everyone. It's in my heart. Like, it's just what I want to do. I want to answer every single question. I want to be able to coach everyone through the problems that they have, but it's starting to get a little bit too heavy for me. I would like to ask you that you please respect my boundaries. And this isn't like to say that I'm upset with anyone that has done this or is doing this, because I am empathetic. I am compassionate. I do understand. But I would like to ask that if you could please hold back from sharing traumatic stories in my DMs and looking for an answer from me, because I'm getting so many people doing this. And like I said, I do really want to help everybody, but it's weighing me down. It's so hard for me to ignore someone that is asking for help. And so I would like to really invite you to take advantage of the resources that I do have. And if you have a question for me and you need to be coached through something, then maybe take $11 one month, head over to the Patreon account, join Patreon, ingest all the content. It's worth the $11, I promise you. You not only have content to ingest, but I have a monthly Q&A. And in that monthly Q&A, you can ask me a question and I will answer that question. If you want to remain private, you can do so through the RSVP. That'll keep you private. I'll answer your question in the video, and then the video will be uploaded onto Patreon. I also have healings. I understand that not everyone can put the money forward to invest in a healings, but the Q&As are there. If you wanted to make a little bit of a bigger investment, you can join the $22 tier, which gives you access to all the content, the Q&A I just mentioned, as well as the Sacred Circle, where I provide exercises for us to do to help us work through any challenges or triggers that you may be facing. This way, I am also receiving energy from you in exchange for what I'm giving to you. I don't want to get into a space where my cup is running empty. I love talking to you all via DM, saying hi or thank you for sharing, or, you know, answering any quick questions that you have. But I do want to start drawing my boundaries and saying, if you could please refrain from energy that has heavy trauma that you need coaching through, please, please, please use the resources that I have extended. I'm always here to be of service, and I don't think that I'm asking for too much. I'm just asking for something in exchange. We have levels all the way from $3 to $188. I know I don't really talk about this a lot because, you know, I'm not as comfortable, but I'm getting more and more comfortable in the space that I understand that I'm helping people make real life transformations. And I want people to know about the resources that are accessible and also begin to understand the importance of beginning to invest in self. There's so many changes that you can make that can really help you manifest the ability to invest in programs like these. If you set an intention, the universe will yield. I promise you. I've put this into practice so many times. I can't tell you how many times I have completely gone out in faith, invested in something, done so many things that have completely propelled me, moved me forward. And so if you're called to any of this, I would like to invite you to check out the Patreon page and look at the tiers and the levels that are available. The $3 level, you all, I thank you all so much because you all really come in and are sustaining out of the gratitude of your hearts. And I see you, and it means so much to me. You can check it out for the first month. If it's something that you don't resonate, you can always, you know, leave. It's fine. It's okay. I just want you to know that if you utilize it the way it's intended for it to be utilized and understand that you're investing in yourself, then you can really experience some breakthroughs because we are coming together collectively, understanding that we have pains and we have triggers that need to be cleared, and we can lean on each other for support to help clear these triggers or these pain bodies. I love you with all my heart. You have no idea how thankful I am because I know that without your support, none of the things that are taking place right now would be happening. You have given me the courage to get on this microphone for a little over a year, almost every single week, and really cultivate and develop my confidence, my inner knowing, and it's helping me accomplish goals that I have. And I just want you to know that every time I accomplish a goal, we're accomplishing it together. This is something that we are doing co-creatively in the same way that every time you accomplish a goal, I feel so proud of you because you're part of my expansion. We are part of each other's collective expansion. So I just want you to know how much I honor you and how grateful I am to all of the amazing things that are happening to us. The last thing I want to leave you with is Eckhart Tolle mentions in The Power of Now, how do you know that what is positive and what is negative? How do you know? He goes on to say, we don't know. We don't know. And he goes on even further to say that negative experiences can be the most positive experiences in our lives. We've talked about this on the podcast before. To walk through your challenges, not suppress them, not walk around them, but walk through the fire, and then to give thanks for the fire and the lesson that it is bringing, because that is what is going to help us excel in ways that we can never imagine. If positive after positive after positive after positive kept happening, we would not be expanding. We would not be growing. It would actually be a negative. May the light within grow stronger.
The one.